Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but also find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. When you are standing before a project, how do you face the creative unknown? Do you try to figure out everything you'll possibly need to know throughout the entire project, including every way the project won't work? Or perhaps you rely on your experience, personality, and creative and business processes to guide the way. Regardless of how you face the creative unknown, the truth is that how you react or respond is what makes or breaks your work. In today's episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore several ways that you can refresh your view on how to face the creative unknown during your next creative project. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode and more can be found at gwtw.co/377. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, a weekly way to build your curiosity. Want to show your love for Getting Work to Work? Drop me a line at chris@chrismartinstudios.com with your thoughts, share episodes with your friends, or purchase posters, swag packs, and more at chrismartinstudios.shop. Lately, I've been spending some time writing an outline for an upcoming course I'm developing for Curiosity Builders on getting creative projects out of our heads and into the world, and I got curious about something that I wrote down. I wrote down the phrase, face the unknown. In fleshing out that phrase, I wrote, starting right now takes a lot of discipline and motivation. There are a ton of reasons why you won't or can't start right now. And what this really gets at is this idea of fear being present in the creative process before, during, and after those projects start or finish. I think a lot about my creative process when it comes to my work and what role fear plays in that. And as I document the process, I like to understand not only the steps that I take from start to finish, but also the things I do before a project even starts. And this initial stage is where a lot of fear and unknown factors definitely pop up. In facing the creative unknown, I sometimes forget what I know, what I've done, who I've become, who I know, and what is possible with the tools of today. And instead, I'm usually responding with some element of fear. What if I forget everything? What if I'm not good enough anymore? Am I good enough? Will I even be able to solve problems when they arise? What if the work sucks? What if the work isn't perfect? And as I get lost in these questions, it drives me to really want to have everything answered. And I waste so much time in starting and trying to figure out all of the different ways things could go wrong and what I'm going to respond to in that moment. It's interesting to think about the creative unknown and how it actually gets amplified for me when I don't have a project, especially paid work. When adding a financial pressure with the creative unknown, sometimes it is impossible for me to find solutions. But the amazing thing about facing the creative unknown is that I've learned some important lessons along the way, and I'm 100% certain that you have as well. And what's amazing is that project after project, you've not only faced the creative unknown, but you've responded and created work that didn't exist before, that might not have existed if you hadn't have done it. And when you faced that unknown, you became someone new and different. And that's something that I definitely forget. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 5 lessons that I've learned in facing the creative unknown. And hopefully in these 5 lessons, you'll pick up something that you can apply when you're facing the creative unknown for your next project. The first is that you can never fully prepare for what you don't know, what will happen, and what you will possibly need in terms of tools or technologies. Yes, you can look at the scope of work, you can talk to your clients, you can figure out what you need for your own work. I just call this homework. You can do your homework, you can ask the questions, but you're never going to know what you don't know. And that's part of why we do this work, especially pushing ourselves to learn new things so that we can know more. And it's important to know that, and it's important to embrace the fact that no matter how long you've done this work, there still is going to be stuff you don't know. In this moment, you can rely on experience if you have it. You can say, Chris, you've been at this for 20 years. You have some experience. So what you don't know, rely upon the fact that you do know things that you didn't know before, and that you'll grow and that you'll learn. But oftentimes I'll hear from students or from people that are embarking on things that they don't have experience in yet. Maybe they just have an idea that it would be great for them or something that they want to pursue. Well, maybe just having the nerve and some guts to do it if you don't have it. Sometimes we have the best motivation and desire to do our creative projects when we are ignorant and all we have is that drive, that lust to do the work. That doesn't always last as we do it, the projects again and again. They don't call it the sophomore slump for nothing. You know, when the band makes a breakthrough debut album, oftentimes they get critically slammed on that second album. The nerves and the guts might not do it for that second album, but eventually keep at it. Because when you approach everything you do with the desire to not only figure it out, but to do the work to the best of your ability, you are able to rise to the occasion every step of the way. The second lesson that I've learned is that you can learn anything in the moment. In the past, when I was going to school for the first time, it was kind of hard to learn in the moment because you had to read a textbook, maybe you had to go to office hours, maybe you had to stand in line with a tutor. The internet wasn't like it is today. Today, you have so many options. You can go to YouTube University and search for anything that you can possibly want to know. You can look at product reviews. You can look at other people's work. You can Google anything and everything you might possibly want to know. And you can be on the set in the moment and have to Google something real quick. But sometimes that's just not fast enough for me. I like to make sure that I have people in my circles who I can ask questions to when I need answers. My good buddy Ryan, he inevitably gets a text message from me almost weekly asking for product recommendations and, you know, product ideas and all the things that I don't have answers for. But inevitably, if you can't Google it, or you don't have the time to ask someone yet and you're in the moment, sometimes just responding with, I don't know yet, but I'll figure it out, can buy you some time so that you can not only face the creative known with a sense of confidence, but really with the idea that it is figure outable, to quote Marie Forleo. The third lesson is that curiosity and confidence will serve you well. Curiosity in what will happen. Getting curious about what are the possible things that I might learn? What are the possibilities that I might discover? What are the things that are going to go right? What are the things that will go wrong? And it's not coming at those from a sense of fear, but a sense of wonder and imagination, wondering how you're going to learn. But then confidence comes in with the trust that you will learn and adjust accordingly. And sometimes confidence can be lost, sometimes confidence can be gained, but when you can place your trust in the confidence that, hey, I've learned complicated things before, I've done complex work in the past, I can learn this. I can do this. I can do the work in front of me. Having that confidence can change everything when you're facing the creative unknown. The fourth lesson is that when you obsess over perfection, you're really just procrastinating. You're not really doing the work yet if you're trying to figure out all the ways that it can be perfect. And I actually hate this lesson. I hate this lesson so much because in many ways it's like dieting. I keep talking about this in the shows, but I guess it's on my mind, you know, January and all. But I'd rather go on a crazy diet and change everything in the moment and go through these flash moments of inspiration than control my eating and working out every day and going into maintenance mode. And I hate that because I know that maintenance and eating well and taking care of myself and my mental states is actually better in a maintenance state than in a trying to fix it because it's broken state. And the same thing is with perfection. I think perfection is the fad diet, whereas excellence is the daily discipline to do the work to the best of our ability every day. Because the truth is that you will improve over time as you create the work that will make up the body of work over your lifetime. The challenge is when we face the level of quality that work sometimes needs to be and we don't measure up, that's when we obsess over perfection. But things and people and work is more forgiving, I think, than we give it credit for. The fifth lesson is that you really should document your processes, both creative and business, and update them every project. And when I talk about documenting processes, it's not really from this place of, you know, this is how we do it here, and there's no other way to do it. I think it's more about understanding how you work and how you can ultimately make improvements in that process. So let's say you're working on, you know, signing the deal for your latest project, and you get psyched out in the beginning because maybe you've gone through several iterations of a statement of work or a creative brief, and then by the time you get through the negotiation process, maybe it's in a place where, oh, I'm a little bit insecure, or I'm a little uncomfortable. So then you alter the way you start a project based upon that instead of relying upon your documented process. This is how I start a process or a project every single time. After this step, I go to this step, I go to this step. And it's important when we document those processes that we don't alter them just because something happens before it. Now, there are probably going to be instances where you might want to make adjustments, but I would argue that you want to do that at the end of a project in reflection as opposed into reaction to something that's going on. That's when you really need to rely on that process. And all of this is kind of coming back to this idea of combating fear, because when we face the creative unknown, this is when fear is arising. It's mocking us. It's telling us that we are not good enough. And one of the best things that I've heard is from astronaut Chris Hadfield. And he said that the antidote to fear is competence. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned in facing the creative unknown is that I have, over the last 20 years, built competence. And I need to trust that confidence as the antidote to fear and as the means to embracing and overcoming the fear of the creative unknown. So I hope you'll find something interesting in this podcast so that you yourself can really work through your own fear of the creative unknown. There are so many things that might be going through your head at the moment, so really take some time to understand how you are before you start a project, during it, and at the end. And I think you'll start seeing how you respond to the creative unknown and start documenting your processes to overcome that. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.